Good morning. Today is March 3rd, 2020. It's approximately 9:50.
There's a few time zones going on here. Depends on which clock you look at.
Right. Three different times, but it's at least 9:52 a.m. This is case number 12-00135. And the appellant is Shannon Hill. This case was called for 9:45 a.m., and Ms. Hill is not here. I'm going to look at the notice of today's hearing that was emailed to Ms. Hill on February 25th, 2020, and it says that the hearing is at 9:45 a.m., March 3rd, 2020, and if the person appears late, they may lose their opportunity to present their case. Doesn't look like the email bounced, so I am finding that Ms. Hill received adequate notice of today's hearing, so we will proceed without her. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and I am I work for the Auditor's Office. I do not work for the Transportation Bureau or for Parking Enforcement. I am a neutral decision maker, and the my role is to review the evidence, which includes documents and any oral testimony that I hear today, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for the appellant and other members of the public to hear. And if Ms. Hill is listening today, please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. We do have a representative of the Transportation Bureau here today, and I'll ask you, sir, to please state and spell your name for the record.
Name is Michael Malinsky. First name spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name M-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y.
Thank you. And can you tell me your position with the city?
I'm a parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. This is an administrative hearing, and the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits that we have. We have a letter submitted by the appellant from the operations manager of the business that, and I was assuming that Shannon was a she, but that Mr. or Ms. Hill works for. We have a photo of the signs that were posted in the space from where the appellant was parked. We have the tow hearing request form submitted by the appellant. We have an auto return information, which provides information of where and when the vehicle was towed. We have the notice of today's hearing, which we've already discussed. We have the statement of rights and procedures that govern this hearing. And we have the tow hearing report submitted by Mr. Malinsky, and that contains a written tow hearing report with the details of when and where the vehicle was towed from, as well as a narrative. It also contains a parking citation for blocked driveway that was issued on 2/24/20, and we have some photographs that were taken at the time that the citation was issued. Mr. Malinsky, do you have any objection to any of these documents coming into the record?
No, I do not.
Okay, the exhibits are admitted. Going to turn to the tow hearing request form for the appellant's testimony. And in the section that asks the person to state the reason why they believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified, the appellant wrote as follows. My vehicle was parked in a valid parking spot on Southeast 6th Avenue in a spot that I have seen many people park at over the last 2 years and that I have parked in many times. I work at the Evergreen, an event space in the area, and was there for a quick 2-hour meeting. There was no official signage or city signage stating no parking, paren, which I have seen there in the past, close paren. It is a commercial driveway, but not a driveway that vehicles come in or out of ever. There are plenty of parking spots like this in the area. My company also stated that I was allowed to park here, and it was right in front of their business. And the business is Bar King, which was under construction. I would like to understand the rules around parking and what my violation was. The appellant also submitted a letter. I'm just waiting for that to open. The letter is from a Kevin Chambers and says, to whom it may concern, my name is Kevin Chambers. I'm the project and operations manager for Bar King LLC, the leaseholder at 726 Southeast 6th Avenue. I'm writing to relay that Shannon Hill works for our parent company, Chef Stable, and was on site for official business when her car was towed from outside our storefront. We are under construction, and one of the contractors, not an employee of our business, called to enforce a blocked driveway to remove Shannon's car. The chain of communication was broken, and us managers were unaware that this call was made. We gave Shannon explicit permission to park in front of our driveway, which is not at all meant for vehicles, as the roll-up garage door is for outdoor restaurant seating and not vehicles. Please let me know what further information I can provide to help reverse any fines she incurred. And that's the end of the appellant's testimony. And now I'll turn to you, Mr. Malinsky, and please tell me about the tow and why you believe it was valid.
So I received a service request from my dispatchers. I went to the area, saw that the vehicle was parked in front of a driveway. Unless the driveway is closed with some sort of permanent structure that would prevent it from being used, if there's a wall there built or something, it's considered an active driveway, has a roll-up door, and someone even took the time to write the words, please do not block driveway, in large letters on the brown paper that was covering the inside of that roll-up door.
And I see you looking at a photograph, so
yeah.
I'm going to turn to your photograph. Give me a moment.
Yeah, there's a couple photos that show that.
Okay, and I'm looking at your first photograph of four, the upper left.
There should be a total of five.
Okay. And is that the one you want me to look at?
The first and the fifth show the same view, the vehicle in front of the driveway, and even, as I said, the words, please do not block driveway, written on the brown paper that was lining the inside of the garage door.
Okay, and just for the record, to kind of reiterate what you just said, it is written on brown paper, one word in each square of the driveway, and not a regular sign. Okay, please continue.
And so, yeah, and to kind of segue into something that they were speaking about in the tow hearing request form, the appellant was saying that they didn't see any city signage that would indicate that they weren't allowed to park in the driveway. Driveways are enforced independent of the presence of city signage. Some driveways do have no parking anytime signs that demarcate them, but in order to enforce a driveway as a driveway, all it has to have is a curb cut and some means of ingress or egress from the public right-of-way. Also, if you look at the photo that they submitted, they show a sign that is at the northeast corner of Southeast 6th Avenue and Alder, and it points south. There is legal parking south of that sign along the curb that is before this driveway. You can see from my fourth photo, which shows the front of the vehicle looking from the sidewalk into the street. If you look directly to the right of the front of the appellant's vehicle, you can see a black vehicle, I think it might be a Subaru, parked in that legal spot that is indicated by the signage of the photo that they submitted. So there's no direct conflict, like a city sign pointing right into this driveway saying you can park here. There's parking along the curb, and then there's the curb cut for the driveway. So I believe that's why they're submitting the photo showing the two-hour visitor parking sign that's in the photo they submitted. But there is curb and legal parking north of this driveway, between the driveway and the sign, so.
Thank you.
I'm speaking again to their communication breakdown. It's unfortunate that this individual that we towed was told that they could park there, and then the contractor called us to enforce on the driveway, but that's, in terms of the actual propriety of the enforcement, that's really neither here nor there. It's a driveway, there's a curb cut and a roll-up door that would function for ingress or egress, and we issued a valid citation and per the request of the complainant, who I spoke to at the time. So there's many people going in and out of the building. I inquired with them, did you need this vehicle towed to get access? And they told me yes. So again, it's unfortunate that the person whose vehicle was towed was told that they could park there by the business owner, but they were parked in front of a driveway that we received a request for, and I spoke with the complainant and they requested a tow.
Continuing on that line of thought, I have just one question. Can anybody call you for a blocked driveway? Like, can a member of the public walking by say, call your office and say, there's a vehicle in front of this driveway? Or do they have to tell your office that they need access to the driveway?
The way the code is written, it is illegal against the code for any vehicle to be parked blocking a driveway. When we respond to a service request, which is outside of the metered district, our policy of enforcement is to enforce at the request of the owner or the occupant. So it's a policy, but it does not affect whether, a vehicle is legally parked when it parks in front of a driveway. And as I said, it's unfortunate that the contractor wasn't in communication with the managers, but as I spoke with the person who submitted the complaint, they were inside the building working, telling me they needed access to this driveway.
Thank you. At this point, I'm going to conclude the hearing, and I will not be issuing a decision on the record today. I will be taking this under advisement and submitting a written decision to the parties within about a week. Thank you, and we're off the record. And Mr. Malinsky, just for